Hey everyone, welcome to the Curious Girl Diaries podcast. I'm Layla London, aka The Curious Girl. Now, just to let you know, this podcast is not suitable for work. It's also not suitable for anybody under 18. But the rest of you consenting adults, let's get ready to talk about my sex life, sex in general, and everything in between in explicit, raunchy, fun detail. All right, here we go. Okay, so I'm so glad you all want to hear about my vagina. Now, normally I would use the term pussy, but we're going to be talking about vaginas in sort of a medical way. So I'm not going to use the word pussy. I'm going to say vagina. If you don't like that word, you should stop right now. But if I was having sex, I would not say fuck that vagina. I would say fuck that pussy. But we're going to talk about this the way doctors talk to you, and I'm going to be conveying conversations that I've had between my doctor and myself, and in those conversations, we are using the word vagina. This is kind of a very funny story, and I have all my girlfriends cracking up about it. So I thought, okay, shit, there's no shame in my game. Why not just go ahead and podcast about this? Because it is actually pretty funny, and I'll try to refrain from laughing about it, but when I think about it, still, I giggle. It's funny. Anytime I tell somebody the story, they giggle, I giggle. And I think that everybody's going to appreciate it. Especially the women. I'm telling you, women, you think about doing what I did to your vaginas. Do what I did to my vagina to your vaginas. Okay, so here's what I did. I was at my doctor's office, and she does laser hair removal on my vagina. And when, so I just have basically kind of a little, tiny little strip left very on the very top. I don't want to be bald. I don't know why. And I don't, and she actually asked me, she said, do you want me to go, you know, all the way in and take it all off? And I was like, no, because then you're stuck with that. And I just thought, leave the strip. I like the strip. And, you know, it provides a good direction. But she did actually go in a little too, she did take one pass last time I was there with that laser, and she kind of cut into the patch a little bit. So I'm hoping, see, I'm a little lopsided right now. I'm hoping that grows back. But anyway, as she's down there, like I'm in the stirrups, it's like you're at your OBGYN, but you're not. And she's down there. I mean, she's all up in my business, lasering everything in the labia, getting in the lips, but everything. She's, you know, it's all gone. And, but so we go and she just does, you know, I have so many sessions left. It's all gone now, but we still go. And just in case there's any stragglers. So while I'm down there, we have to, you know, we, of course we have to sit there and chit chat while she's like right in between my legs. And, we're talking, she told me that she's getting a machine. She was asking me if I'd be interested in vaginal, what's it called? Laser vaginal tightening. And I was like, well, what are you saying? You know, she's like looking at my vagina. I'm thinking, what is it? Does it look loose? What do you mean? She's like, oh, no. You know, just that women report that, you know, their sexual experiences after having this done are heightened. And I was like, all right, talk to me. So basically this laser goes outside. It goes on the outside and the inside. So it goes, you know, everywhere on your clit, on your labia, all around your business there. And then it goes inside you on your G-spot. It's supposed to basically shrink wrap your vagina and make you tighter and more sensitive. Now, I never thought I was loose. I'm like, I kind of felt like I was already pretty tight, but tighter, if you're tight, I mean, tighter is better, right? So I'm like, hey, this sounds good. And the sensitivity, you know, the heightened sensitivity, that sounds good. So I was piqued my curiosity. And after I left her office, I went out and researched it. Well, it turns out that I'm reading all these reviews. I end up on this site that has all these reviews on just about any type of procedure, women's procedure, whether it's, you know, Botox, vaginal laser tightening, you know, boob jobs, the whole, every just the full kit and caboodle, like top head to toe, and very comprehensive site. And the so what I notice is that the overall approval rating for the vaginal laser tightening is like 96%, and there's nothing else, no other procedures, not even boob jobs. I mean, nothing else on that site that's like that high. But so I'm like, well, that's a good sign. So I'm going through and I'm reading all these reviews, and these women are just raving about it. They're like, the sex is so much better. I'm so much tighter. I'm so much more sensitive. I'm having all these orgasms. You know, my clit's more sensitive. My G-spot, blah, 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 all this stuff. I'm like, I'm going on, I'm reading. And after about an hour, I'm like, fuck, I'm doing this. If this is going to make my sex more pleasurable, hell yes. So I text my doctor's assistant, and I said, you know, what are you guys charging for that, for a session? And she told me the price, and I was like, oh, you know, because on this site too, you can also see what the kind of like the national average for the pricing was. So I'm like, oh boy, that seems kind of high. So I, in my infinite wisdom, like, hey, I'm going to fucking find a Groupon. So I go online, I go to Groupon, and I type in vaginal laser tightening, and no shit, there's a fucking Groupon for it. I buy it. And I went and I did. I had it done. It was quite interesting. It takes about 30 minutes. And they take a before and after picture. They take a picture of your vagina. Well, I've actually never photographed my vagina. I've taken, you know, like right over, just right from the top. I mean, but I've never like just boom, full frontal. They've got you in the stirrups and they snapshot your vagina. They take a before and after, because the shrink wrapping process part of this is like instantaneous. The stuff that they do on the outside, it doesn't take long. It just shrinks you up. So, for those of you that don't know, you know, as you get older, I mean, vaginas do change. Now, mine is not saggy, droopy, puffy. You know, I don't have a puffy vagina, anything like that. But still, I'm like, hey, if it makes it look prettier, if it's like a porno vagina or whatever, a porno pussy, I'll use the word pussy at that point. You know, hey, perfect. There we go. If I can look like a, you know, 21-year-old, whatever. So they take a picture of before, and then they take, you know, they get the laser going, and she's telling me, okay, so what she's going to do, she's going to put it on the outside, and she uses this gel, and this thing's warm, very warm. And it actually gets hot at one point. And there was a couple times like, ow! I mean, she was like, you know, if they don't move it fast enough over the area, if she slows down over the skin or there's not enough of this gel, it'll feel like, you know, your vagina's getting burned. So she's, you know, going over all the areas and the lips on the outside, like, rubbing my clit. And this woman was not attractive, but this device is this long, like, probe thing, and it was actually kind of stimulating. I'm like, oh my God, I'm getting a little turned on here. Anyway, just right about the point I was getting turned on, then she burned me, so that just kind of snapped me out of it. But by the way, the burning doesn't leave a mark or anything like that. It's just you start to feel that, oh, hey, wait, that's a little too hot. Can you move that? And so then she puts it inside of me, and she does all these kind of circles inside, circles, circles, circles inside on the inside of your vagina, and, you know, over your G-spot and everywhere. Anyway, so it takes about 30 minutes, and then they take a picture of the after when you're done, and you have all this gel, and it's kind of messy. You got to wipe it off, and again, it's another one of those awkward things where this woman's like her right down there with this machine, like between your legs. It just could not get more personal. And, you know, you're just chit chatting about the weather and whatever, you know, whatever you can think of to talk about to pass 30 minutes while this woman has her face in your crotch. So, then thank God I'm lasered, because I don't have to worry about, like, you know, there's no, I'm like, doesn't that look nice down there? So anyway, So we're done, and she takes the after picture, and then I leave, and they're like, okay, here's the login. You know, we'll send you a link so you can take a look and see your results, right? And I get home, and of course, I'm like, can't wait to log in. And I fucking shit you not. Like, it was amazing. I couldn't believe it. Just on the outside, I'm like, holy shit. It does. It shrink wraps that stuff. I mean, it's the weirdest thing. I don't even know how to explain it. It's not like, it just pulls it in. It's like, it's weird. It literally reacts right away. You can see the difference in the pictures. It's amazing. And it was actually kind of, by the way, kind of interesting to just see my vagina. I'm like, this is what guys are looking at. Wow. I've never like seen it from this point of view. Well, that's really interesting. And I do like the post laser version. I'm like, this is nice. I'm happy to take this out on the town. So now I've got my new tightened, brightened, happy, perky, puffy vagina, and I'm ready to, you know, get to work with it. But I just got it done, and I'm seeing someone tomorrow, and here's my concern. He has a big fucking cock. And I'm feeling a little like, wait a minute now, whoa, this new shiny vagina. I don't know about that. I don't know. I'm worried about stretching it out. And it is, by the way, it is tighter because I have masturbated and stuck my fingers in there while I was masturbating, and it's fucking tight. Like, I can clamp down on my fingers like nobody's business. Like, I could probably give myself a bruise. So it's tight. Yeah. This vaginal tightening is no joke. And I'm telling you, get a Groupon. Ladies, get your fucking Groupons and go get your vaginas tightened. You will not be sorry. But the proof will be in the pudding. I can tell you visually, it already looks better. I never thought it looked bad before. It didn't look bad. No, it looked fantastic before. Now I'm like, holy shit. It looks like you've taken like 15 years off my vagina. And it's tight as a motherfucker. So now this guy tomorrow, I'm like, oh my God, this is going to be interesting. My new vagina is going to have a test drive by this big, huge cock. How is this going to work? I actually text this guy and I'm like, you know, that's really big. And, I don't know if I'm anatomically speaking, I don't know if that's going to fit properly, but we're going to give it a shot. And, you know, I said, I want to give a disclaimer, you know, and say, yeah, I got my vagina tightened with a Groupon. No, I didn't say that, but I definitely have my concerns for tomorrow, but we'll see how it goes. But I'm totally curious as hell to know about what it's going to feel like when I'm fucking someone with a cock inside me. So that part, I'm hoping I'm like, just like it, the head just goes in and I just fucking come. Like, I'm like, woohoo! I have, you know, orgasm after orgasm that I just can't even stand it. That would be great. But, yes, I will, as soon as I am with that guy, I will put up my blog. I will blog about that experience, and I will mention that this is my, you know, post vagina tightening vagina, and we will see how it goes. And yeah, I'm very, very, very curious. Okay, and then I'm gonna like really out myself. This is just this whole podcast here is all about, like, you know, putting it out there. Because I said I would, right? I said I would talk about everything that's going on with these crazy experiences. And so this vagina tightening thing, you know, and with a Groupon. That's the part that kills me. Because I think it was like $1,200 without the Groupon, but it was $500 with the Groupon, something like that. So I'm like, shit, of course, who would want to, you know, save some money? And they recommend you do 3 treatments. I might do another one, but at first I want to see, you know, how's this feel? But they do tell you that a lot of women just do one because the results are so instantaneous and boom, right away, and you feel it and they just think it's great and they don't want to do any more. We'll see. But I'm glad I used my Groupon and I think it's going to be money well spent. But I'll find out for sure tomorrow. It's a morning sex encounter. I love that. I love sex in the morning. I love sex in the afternoons. I love sex at night. And okay, so this is the fun naughty little part of this whole story is I double booked. So I have an appointment. I'm seeing someone tomorrow morning and then I'm seeing someone tomorrow night. I wanted to do a triple booking. I know that's bad, but I just want to. I've double booked before and I think this will be the third time, maybe third or fourth time in my life I've ever done that. But what I really want, like what I know I'm really on fire is if I have a triple booking, if I have a breakfast, lunch, and dinner. Different guys. Yes. That's on my list. I'm going to add that to the bucket list. A triple booking. I must make it happen. Anyway, I will update through my blog about the newer, tighter vagina. And we'll see how that goes. And as usual, thank you for listening. If you have any questions, you can email me at curiousgirl@thecuriousgirldiaries.com.